Welcome to The Economy and You. On today's program, we examine the impact that the recent reduction in international oil prices is having on the Jamaican economy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
How much that? 115? Hey, miss, how much the pan of gas sign there?
115 for 87 gas.
Gas price a go down? No, sir. Me not believe that.
It a go down, man. And it's supposed to get lower.
Lower? No, man. This can't real. I must dream me a dream. Yeah, man. I dream me a dream.
No, sir.
Yeah, man. I dream me a dream. I like how I dream me a dream. We can't do anything then. Even drive like Fast and the Furious.
Poor thing.
Yes, gas prices have been falling significantly over the past few weeks, and no, it's not a dream. But I'm sure I speak for most Jamaican motorists in calling the reduction in gas prices a dream come true. Since July, global oil prices have fallen by about 40%, and American investment bank Morgan Stanley forecasts that this trend will continue until at least the middle of 2015. The investment bank says prices could fall as low as $43 per barrel next year, resulting in even greater savings at the pumps for Jamaicans. But according to financial experts, Jamaicans should look out for even more benefits than just cheaper petrol from the falling oil prices. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says the continued fall in oil prices should translate into a reduction in electricity bills.
We import about $2 billion of oil every year. A little over 30%, about 32%, goes into power generation. So if oil falls 40%, half of your electric bill approximately is oil, energy charge, then you should begin to feel a 20% or thereabout reduction in your electric bill. Remember, however, that to the extent the dollar moves, your electric bill goes up a bit. But roughly speaking, 15 to 20% is my back of the envelope calculation.
Mr. Biles says the reduced electricity bills will also give the business sectors, especially the public service, a well-needed boost.
We'll also find that businesses will have their costs reduced to the extent that businesses that use a lot of power, manufacturers, hotels, even to some extent offices, government. I mean, government's electric bill must be a couple billion, generally speaking. They're going to have a significant reduction also.
The falling oil prices will have another more beneficial effect, increased funding from multilateral lending agencies. Many of Jamaica's development projects are financed through funding from international lending agencies such as the World Bank and Inter-American Development Fund. These agencies constantly monitor Jamaica's economic performance and its economic ratings from international ratings agencies such as Standard & Poor's and Fitch when determining what level of financial support to provide. Mr. Biles says the reduced prices should positively affect Jamaica's overall economic outlook by improving the country's current account deficit faster than expected. Under the government's economic reform program, Jamaica needs to achieve a current account deficit of 5.5%. The island is expected to be at 6.5% at the end of this fiscal year, but if oil prices continue to dip, the current account deficit could end up at or below 6%.
When Standard & Poor's comes to do their review of Jamaica, they look at two very important issues. What is our fiscal deficit and our current account deficit? And to the extent that the current account deficit corrects itself much quicker than programmed, I think we'll find that rating agencies like S&P, but not just them, Moody's and Fitch and others, will find that to be a big plus for our rating.
So with all you've just heard, we hope the next time you pull up to the pump, you'll appreciate the cheaper gas for more than what it's doing for your wallet and your gas tank. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.